The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
The BBC has sacked the Radio 2 presenter Scott Mills after allegations about his personal conduct. The corporation announced the departure of the Radio 2 star who took over the breakfast show from Zoe Ball in 2025. And this follows a number of other dismissals in the BBC in recent times, such as Greg Wallace and Hugh Edwards. And for the latest on this story, I'm joined now by Enda Brady, London-based TRT World presenter. Good evening to you, Enda. To dismiss one high-profile presenter is unfortunate. To dismiss several seems like carelessness. What is going on?
Well, this is just seismic what happened today. Nobody saw this coming. Scott Mills hasn't actually been on air since Tuesday of last week, and they've had a stand-in presenter in his place, and nobody knew what was going on. And then out of nowhere this morning, bombshell statement from the BBC press office saying that he had left the company. Now, he is a huge name. He has really reinvented that morning show, the breakfast show on Radio 2, becoming very popular. 2.5 million listeners he's piled on in the last 12 months. The BBC management absolutely will not have wanted to have lost Scott Mills. So we don't know what has happened, but he is gone.
And bad conduct or personal conduct, misbehaving in some way, do we have any information about that, or are they being very tight-lipped?
They're being extremely tight-lipped. Now, I've spoken to people at the BBC today and they're just in shock. All they're saying in the statement is personal conduct. Now, there's no hint of what that may have been, whether it was around guests or whether it was allegedly around his own production staff. But he is a big name. He carries a lot of weight. And as you rightly point out, he is yet another high-profile departure from the BBC.
One would wonder, because of the fact that there have been several, is this a cultural issue for the BBC, do we think, Enda? Or is it a change in standards? Has time moved on to the extent that maybe behaviour that was once considered acceptable, be it bullying or some such thing, or that was indulged slightly maybe from the more high-profile members of presenting staff, etc., that the standards have changed now and that's just not going to be something that people get away with anymore?
I think the world has changed, Ciara. I mean, look, we've both been working in broadcasting a long time, and I know you would be the same as me. You'd be mortified if anyone came away from working with you with a bad word to say. And I think the world we live in now, people expect high standards. You know, previously, a lot of high-profile presenters who are very well paid have got away with poor behaviour. I think the BBC has shone a very bright light into all corners. They've had so many scandals over the years. Jimmy Savile, Hugh Edwards, Greg Wallace, one presenter after another, horrible things being alleged and said, and horrible things certain people did do. And I think I think you can join the dots up. There's a new director general coming in. And I think clearly someone has said, you know, whatever allegation was made last week against Scott Mills, the end result is he has left the corporation. He probably won't be the last. But I'm genuinely shocked because most people really, really like Scott.
Yeah. You mentioned, obviously, those two names, well, several names, but the Jimmy Savile issue, the Hugh Edwards issue, these did tarnish the BBC reputation. I think that's fair to say. Do you think that there's more of a zero tolerance position coming from them because they are vulnerable to accusations that they have allowed certain people away with all sorts?
Yes, I think the spectre of those situations hangs heavily. It's no coincidence that last week we had a drama on Channel 5 in the UK about Hugh Edwards. Mm. So the BBC is aware that, you know, massive, big state broadcaster like the BBC, everyone knows these presenters. And, you know, Scott Mills, away from radio, he won Race Across the World last year with his partner. He was very popular. A lot of young people love him. He had absolutely reinvented that breakfast radio show. Under Zoe Ball's stewardship, it had lost millions of listeners. He brought them back in. He was funny. He was engaging a younger audience. He has a very funny, quick, fast-paced quiz show on it that everyone listens to in the morning here. He had done wonders for the BBC. So I do wonder what was alleged for him to leave so quickly.
Mm. These things tend to come out in the wash at some point anyway. You mentioned the new Director General. Obviously, Tim Davies gone, big shoes to fill, but also his tenure was somewhat blighted by things like Hugh Edwards. Tell us a little bit about what we know about the new guy, Matt Britton, is that his name?
Yes. So, look, he's a media executive. He's no great experience of his, you know, he's worked at companies at a high executive level, but no great understanding of the broadcast world. That's what critics would say. But look, he's coming at it with a fresh pair of eyes. And I think he will be looking at this, and this is a warning shot across the bows of any other presenter or, you know, talent, to use that awful word that they use connected to presenters. You know, behave yourselves. You're in a position of great responsibility. The public adore you. You get very well remunerated for what you do. Just behave.
Yeah. And considering he's new in the role, this is a sort of a laying down of a marker. Could it be viewed in that light?
Yeah, I think very much so. Look, this has happened before he's even got into the job, but I think the powers that be will have looked at this and thought, do we really want to be this first incident and issue in the in-tray of a new director general after everything that has gone on previously? I think someone has made a very smart move. We're not used to seeing the BBC move at lightning pace. You know, people have said to me before, it's like turning around an oil tanker. You get there eventually. They've done this like a Formula One car going around the corner.
Yeah, and that is a change, certainly from the I suppose, the Hugh Edwards and all of that. Lastly, I'm sure there is speculation happening about any idea who's going to take over the role.
Well, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't mind jumping at it, Ciara. I'm sure you'd be interested as well.
We're sending in our CVs, both of us, Enda.
Well, let's see. But look, there's no names in the frame yet because, as I say, it's so fresh, it's so shocking. And this is a role that this guy had absolutely made his own. He'd been in it since January of last year, and he had banged on 2.5 million listeners in 15 months. So good luck to whoever gets it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Enda Brady there, London-based TRT world presenter.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.